man. And fact number two is incorrect. The leftover piece you get when you punch a hole into a sheet of paper is actually called a chad, not a
chad.
So yeah, man. Even though you might not have gotten it right, you still learn something new here on the Urban Brunch. Fact number three is the correct one. Diamonds are actually...
Number one,
yeah. Yes. Diamonds are actually flammable, even though they are the hardest substance known to man. That's your Did You Know for this morning. A minute past 11, let's get into news.
Huge FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
In your top stories this hour, auction of Busasa assets to get underway today, and UJ celebrates outstanding champions in community engagement.
UJ FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
With your news at 11 o'clock, good morning. I am Anazad Omar. The auction of assets of controversial company Busasa, now known as African Global Operations, would go ahead today despite objections from the family. Jared Watson, the nephew of late CEO Gavin Watson, warned against buying any of the assets, saying the auction was illegal. Park Village Auctions and Property Sales would dispose of about 65 million rand worth of assets. Earlier this year, the company and most of its subsidiaries were liquidated after allegations of corruption and the bribery of top politicians in order to secure tenders. Its assets would be auctioned off in order to settle its debt. The property, furniture and cars were among the big items up for grabs, but Jarrett said it was not wise for anyone to buy those assets. Parliament wants Eskom to take hard line with defaulting municipalities and cut off their power. Officials from Departments of Corporative Governance and Traditional Affairs, the South African Local Government Association and Eskom briefed Parliament's Standing Committee on public accounts yesterday on the power utility's rising debt. Eskom board chairperson Jabu Mabuza said overdue debt owed to the company stood at only 1.3 billion rand in 2013. Fast forward 6 years, that figure now stands at nearly 30 billion rand. In UJ News, the university hosted the annual Community Engagement Service Excellence Awards at the Johannesburg Business School, recognizing CE student volunteer champions, support services and academics from all 8 faculties and 1 college. These awards are annually hosted to award student volunteer champions and staff who are committed and passionate about sustainable community engagement. And finally, a self-taught builder from Cape Town informal settlement has built himself a palatial home using scrap materials, and it took him less than a month. Fernando Mukavela's home is known as Fernando Palace, and it was built from scratch by the 32-year-old Mozambican. With flashing lights around the house and the latest technology and gadgets, it has everything people would want in a dream house and more. Mukavela says his taste comes from liking the finer things in life. Your gold is trading at $1,482.08 a fine ounce. The rand is at 14.64 to the dollar, 19.1 to the pound, and 16.21 to the euro. A rainy day in store for Gauteng today, peaking at around 15 with a low of 9 degrees. In your top trends on Twitter, RIP Gomogelo Legai, DJ Maphorisa, and SAB Sports Media Awards. In your top stories, auction of Busasa assets to get underway today, and UJ celebrates outstanding champions in community engagement.
It's 4 minutes past 11 o'clock. Coming up next, we get into your opinion pop for this morning. Can't get enough.